Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to Dyslexia Devoted, the podcast dedicated to building awareness, understanding, and strategies to help those with dyslexia. I'm your host, Lisa Parnello, dyslexia therapist and founder of Parnello Education Services. Join me as we dive into today's episode of Dyslexia Devoted. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Dyslexia Devoted. And I have a feeling we have a lot of brand new listeners this week. I just finished the Three Keys to Success with Dyslexia Masterclass, and we had 95 people registered from 5 countries, if you include the United States. And I was blown away by how far-reaching our class was this week, and I'm so glad to have gotten to hang out with so many of you and answer some of your questions live on our call. If you missed the class, don't worry, I'm right now in the process of swapping out the registration page so that you can go catch a pre-recorded version of it and still learn as much as everybody else did who was able to attend there live. So if you go to parnelloeducation.com/masterclass in the next day or two, it should be up and running so that you can catch the recorded version of it. Now, welcome to episode 72 of Dyslexia Devoted, where I will be answering all of your questions about my courses today. Now, if you were live on that masterclass, then you already know this, but in case you weren't, I just announced that I am launching the next cohort of my Discovering Dyslexia course. The course was designed to help parents who are just starting their journey with dyslexia and are so overwhelmed by where to even begin. I have had so many parent coaching calls lately, and one thing I've heard several times is, "Why didn't somebody tell me this 3 years ago? I would have done things so differently." And that is where this course came from having so many parents wishing that they knew sooner what to do to help their child be successful with dyslexia. Now, as a podcast listener, you also get an extra special bonus, which is I have a discount code for you guys, which is podcast23, and you will be able to get 10% off on my Discovering Dyslexia course between now and this Thursday. So this is an offer that absolutely expires, and I don't know when I'll be offering another discount again. So make sure that if you are interested in the course that you go ahead and join us for this cohort by Thursday at midnight California time. And that way you can go ahead and get into our class. And it is so much more fun when we can have our Q&A sessions as a group where parents can help talk to each other and things like that as well. I will be putting all of the information on where to register for this course in our show notes for this episode today. And then I'll also be linking it on the email that I'm going to have on Thursday, which is for everybody who's on my Dyslexia Devoted newsletter. You'll be getting all the links in your inbox on Thursday as well. So today's episode is all about questions that I've been getting about the class. So the first one is, what if it's been more than a year since my child has been diagnosed with dyslexia? Will this class still help me? And I think it absolutely can still help you. So let's go over what is in the different modules that I have for this class, and then that way you can know if you already know about all these things or if you could really use some extra support and information to guide you on your journey. So let's go through each of the 5 modules. The first one is all about understanding the dyslexia diagnosis and the assessment results. Those reports can sometimes be 15 to 30 pages long, and it can be really overwhelming if it's not something you're used to looking at and you don't even know what to pay attention to. So I walk you through results of real kids' reports that are completely confidential as to who they are and have been given with permission, of course, by their families for me to share in order to help other parents learn what to do when they get these reports and what to pay attention to. The second module is all about using tools and accommodations for success and how to help kids on their journey, because even if they do get dyslexia remediation, you need something that you can put into place right away to start making their school day get a little bit easier. The next round is all about IEP meetings. And these ones can be very overwhelming because they're full of jargon that people may not understand if they are a parent who does not work in the educational system and isn't familiar with all of these different terms and options for what it might look like. In this module, I'll be going through the difference between having an IEP versus a 504 plan. I'll be going into what you need to do when you're setting goals at those IEP meetings. And I've got resources ready to go for you for your rights and advocates and how to get help from other resources, and I'm giving you lots of resources so that you know how to help your child in whatever way works best for you and your family, including finding an advocate and knowing your rights. Then in the next module, it's all about high quality reading remediation and learning what really works to help kids with dyslexia learn how to read and what questions you really need to ask when you are going through and helping get your child the right kind of support. There is a very big difference between somebody who just says they're a tutor versus somebody who is a dyslexia specialist. And then last but definitely not least, we go into our module all about your educational options. And that's when I show you all the different ways that you can make it work to get your child with dyslexia the help that they need. And I have worked with kids in all sorts of different settings, and I've been able to see different ways the parents have been able to get their children the right kind of support, because it can look really different depending on if you're in a public school or a private school or a dyslexia school or getting outside tutoring. There's all these different ways to get children support. And in that last module, I break it all down for you for all the different ways that you can get your child the support that they need and some creative options you may not have thought of before. The next question is, how much time is this really going to take? The way I set up the course, every 7 days after you enroll, then it unlocks the next module. And within the modules, there's usually 4 or 5 different lessons, and each of those lessons has a video that's 5 to 10 minutes long. Depending on the heaviness of some of the content, there are a couple of videos that are closer to 20 minutes, but I try to make it into very easily manageable chunks so that you will have time to go ahead and watch it on your own schedule. So as those modules get unlocked, you can either binge watch them all in one day, or you can watch one short little video each day. And I have an extra special announcement, which is that I added a brand new bonus to this class just this past week. I have now added a private podcast. So if you don't have time to sit at a laptop and you prefer to listen to a podcast, because hint, hint, what are you doing right now? Listening to a podcast. I created a way that all of the videos from the course are now a private podcast episode, so you can listen to them on the go and then just go back and watch some of the videos for just certain pieces that would be more helpful if you actually go and look at the slides that I'm referring to. Or you can just download the PDFs of the slides, and then that way you can just glance at those to figure out what I was talking about, because there are a couple parts of the modules that really do much better if you can actually see them. But for as much as I could, I went ahead and put them all on audio, so that way if you can listen to them as you go on a walk and then just refresh your memory on a few parts that make a little bit more sense when you can see a picture. Now, the next question I've gotten is, what if I'm an educator? And that was actually one of the wonderful things about this past masterclass is that my attendees were about half parents and half educators. So if you are an educator, I am in the pre-sale process of my newest course, An Educator's Guide to Dyslexia. And in this course, I go through all of the same basic content as the parent version, but in this one, I provide more things that you can do as an educator on how to teach the content in your classroom instead of the super high level I do for the parents. So if you are an educator and you want to know which instructional practices work and that kind of thing, then that is going to be in my educator course. Now, since it is just the very first round of this educator course, it is available at 50% off right now, and it's going to be starting on October 30th. Now, for whichever course you guys sign up for, remember, you have lifetime access for as long as the course exists, meaning maybe not until I'm 100 years old and die, but at least until this course, for as long as it exists on my platform, and if by some chance I have to take it down, then I will give you the opportunity to download all the videos and everything before I do that. Anyway, for the courses, even if you don't have time to watch them right now, if you sign up for the course, then you have access to all of the content for as long as you need. So don't worry if you have some big things coming up. It's okay. You can watch them all at your own schedule. I do drip out all the modules for both the parent and the educator course so that a new module opens every 7 days. So that way it's not too overwhelming. Don't ever feel like you are behind. Nothing happens if you are behind on watching the videos. Everything is all at your own pace. And then you will have support sessions from me through the Q&A sessions for both courses. So if you are joining for the Q&As, those ones really do have to be live, but there are ways that you can ask me questions on the course platform so I can answer them anyway, even if you aren't on one of the live Q&A calls. Now remember, both the Discovering Dyslexia and the Educator's Guide to Dyslexia are all available for registration at parnelloeducation.com/courses, and you can just pick which course works for you. Click on the picture of that course and it'll take you to the registration page. And like I said earlier in the episode, there is a special offer to all of you guys who are my podcast listeners, because you guys are the ones who have been sticking around with me the longest. And if you just enter podcast 23, then you get 10% off from now until Thursday, which is October 19th, 2023. So I really hope that you join us for this cohort of Discovering Dyslexia, or for the brand new presale of Educator's Guide to Dyslexia, which will be starting on October 30th. Now, if you are one of the educators, don't worry, your class is also going to have the private podcast feature as well. So I'm really excited that when I signed up for the private podcast network, which is through Hello Audio, they let me have multiple channels so that more than one of my courses can be available on audio. So I'm excited to be able to offer that bonus to both of you guys, both parents and educators. So I touched on this briefly, but one of the other questions I've gotten is, what if I can't attend the Q&A sessions live? There's no problem there. I've gotten it set up so that you can just type in the comment boxes on the course platform and ask your questions as you're going through the course, so that if you can't attend live on the Q&A sessions, that I can record them and put the answers to your questions right on the Teachable website where the courses are hosted. And then that way you can also watch the recordings of the most recent Q&A session that we've done. We already have the first few people signed up for both the educator and the parent course, so I'm so excited to go ahead and invite the rest of you to join us as well. I would love to see you in either Discovering Dyslexia or the Educator's Guide to Dyslexia, and that way I can help all of you on your dyslexia journeys, because I know that parents and educators do have slightly different needs, and I want to make sure I can be able to help all of you guys. Since my schedule is completely full, I cannot take on any more student clients, like as in children, but I want to be able to help parents and educators know what to do anyway, since I may not be able to help each of your individual kids or students, but I can at least help you so you know what to do. So I really hope to see you inside Discovering Dyslexia and an Educator's Guide to Dyslexia, and be sure to use that promo code podcast23 between now and Thursday if you want to be able to enjoy that extra special discount for this round of our cohort. That is all for today, and if you have any extra questions that I have not answered from this episode, feel free to email me at any time, lisa@parnelloeducation.com. Or if you follow me on social media, you're welcome to send me messages there. Feel free to post a question in our Dyslexia Devoted Facebook group or send me a DM on social media, and I'd be happy to answer any extra questions that I may have forgotten to cover today. All right, that's it for today. Go to parnelloeducation.com/courses so I can see you inside. See you next time. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you want to learn even more about dyslexia, check out parnelloeducation.com/courses. See you next time.